B3, number 18B.
Oh, you come to truth, and you can see in truth that truth is the infinite calculus of being. Therefore, in truth we can see how truth really calculates infinitely out of itself. Truth has an infinite calculus. Not we have to know an infinite calculus. Truth itself is the infinite calculus and therefore calculates infinitely with the ideas of truth out of itself. Truth is responsible that the calculus in being goes on. Not we make the calculus work. It's truth that makes the calculus work and does it through the whole of truth, through the whole calculation of the Christ. Christ, that infinite ideal that has one idea, the divine idea, namely constantly to bring out the ideal of every idea, so that the one ideal is being manifested. And so at the point of Christianity we see that truth calculates instantly as the whole of truth. That means that everywhere, at every place in the whole universe, the ideas are in operation just for one thing, to bring out that truth is the only calculus. For what? In science, for the glory of that truth. And in that way you can flow again and therefore see that the calculus of ideas is not something which can be used by us in order to calculate spiritually rightly. It's truth manifesting itself and calculating itself out of itself. Or you take love as plan, as the design of love, that infinite plan of love. It's so important that we see that there is a plan behind everything, so that we get a sense of fulfillment within ourselves, a satisfying sense of fulfillment. And we do that when we consider that love is just a symbol for a divine plan, for a divine design, and that that divine design designs everything out of itself. It has a divine idea. Love has a divine idea. That divine idea is a design. And so it brings about through the Christ, it brings out that the whole design is being put into operation, is being enforced, so that love enforces the whole design of love. It does not leave one stone unturned, so to say. It uses the whole design in order to bring out what? Christianity. That design of Christianity in which everything fits together neatly, where everything has its proper place within the whole, where nothing is left out. And so the whole design and plan of love just shows you a wonderful mosaic of being, and you feel everything just happens then when it has to happen. Everything just has that form which it needs to have for that plan, that everything just has that faculty which it needs to have in order to fulfill that plan, where everything just has a fulfilled sense in order to have a fulfilled plan. It's not terrific. And all that happens just for one purpose, to bring out the eternal plan of love. It absolutely impersonalizes the tree. So this is the great law of divine science going on. And as one, now we can see that if consciousness stays within that realm, it would be wonderful if we all would have more time Actually, we would have had it if we would take it. Huh? And feel, let's have the rest and peace and quietude within ourselves just to sit and ponder this terrific big law. In that law, we have nothing in mind what should be healed, what should be set right. We have nothing in mind how it would bless me, how it would bless my family, how it would bless this and that and the other. Nothing is there in that consciousness. All the details are left out because the whole as a gestalt is always the whole and never the sum of its parts. It's much bigger. And if we could more and more stay in that consciousness, we would see that this consciousness would touch in the whole universe those parts, those problems that need a solution. We would feel that we are giving a universal treatment, and that therefore with that treatment we achieve 1,000 times more than if we choose various single problems and treat them. Then we would feel that then the whole universe is mobilized so that it brings out the maximum of good. It would free us from the narrow limits of knowing what is necessary for progress. We do not know. We would have then to accept what the universe offers us, brings to us, what the universe presents to us as opportunities, as changements, and so on. You know, this is the most beautiful treatment that we can give. I like to sit there away in that little corner of the world. You know, Switzerland is nothing, it's just a little country, you know, and I like to sit there and think, thank God I'm a Swiss, so that I know that I don't belong to a big country, which is important. I belong to being. I belong to being. And I sit there and I think, I'm a world citizen. I'm more than a world citizen. I'm a God citizen. And with that consciousness, I feel that if I go through this law of being, that I touch our continent and ocean. That spot, that opportunity, that situation which is best fitted to help the idea to go forward, to glorify the idea. At my word, it happens. It touches points and things that humanly one would never be able to reason out, to know about it. It just happens that the universe as one universe can't help but bring forth those situations, those opportunities, those channels that are adapted for the best of it. Our human conception of this idea and to bring forth this idea and to bring it to infinite progression is much too small. Much too small. But with the help of this law, we can free ourselves of that limitation. And it has a universal impact. We can't help it. It has a universal impact. And it has a universal impact so that we do not ask and evaluate it according to human standards, that we are not going to evaluate it according to time concept. We don't know the plan of love. We don't know if the plan of love is that we just are buried away first in the stable of Bethlehem, unknown, hardly has a place to be seen, hardly known, and just be there, perhaps even be brought down to Egypt. That may be the plan, so that in quietude and in peace the idea can become strong rooted so that it can stand when it is put out into the world, into the storm of the world, that it is strong enough to stand. We do not know the plan. But we know that if we are aware of this beautiful law of divine science, that it is successful, that it is the highest demonstration we can make. Then we would come to the law of science itself. The law of science itself is so big that I can't do very much except to say we have done a very good job on that law of science in the summer school 1973, and that summer school is taped, is there, it can be studied. It's a big vista, it's a powerful practice. What is that practice on the level of science itself? There, it shows that in being as a whole, everything is included there, and even there, or there, not even a universal blessing has to be demonstrated. That in the level of science itself, there is just the one infinite I that says, I am. That I does not even have to operate in order to bring forth its glory and to demonstrate its glory. The I is the am. It's the I am that I am. The I am is mind. That I am is mind. So mind is its own infinite mind. And if it's its own infinite mind, it is certainly also its own infinite spirit. And so mind is its own infinite soul. And mind is its own infinite principle. So here you have not even any more an operational sense in it. So mind is its own infinite life, is its own infinite truth, its own infinite love. But if mind is its own infinite mind, then mind can say, I am also spirit. So spirit is its own infinite mind. And spirit is its own infinite spirit. And spirit is its own infinite soul. And spirit is its own infinite principle. And so it just can go on and on and on to see that every synonymous term, seven by seven, is itself the infinite one. So instead of just saying there is the infinite one, which the mystics say too, they say that too, we say also in their own words, yes, there is but the infinite one, but that infinite one is for us a whole structure of the seven knowing themselves as the seven. And therefore going through those seven times seven, those 49s, just try it out. I have talked to many students who way back have taken that law seriously, and they always tell me how they use that law and what it does. That driving through the town and stopping at red lights and driving again, thinking along, what does it mean? Mind is its own infinite mind. What does that mean? Now, when you begin to think those out, mind is its own infinite spirit. Try to realize what it means. Actually, you can now see that one has to have a very good tonality of the synonymous term, or you just rattle down words. But if mind means mind, and the whole world of mind is a present tone with all its implications, then naturally mind, being its own infinite mind, means a terrific lot. It really does away with all mind concepts, mind small m concepts, because there is no other mind. And if one knows that the whole claim of evil is that mortal mind is the cause of all evil, that mortal mind is that which is animal magnetism influencing everything, and you can see that mind is its own infinite mind, you do away with the whole concept of possibility of another mind, and you see there is no other mind. My word, if only mind, who is the cause of all effect, that mind is the cause of all harmony, and that mind produces all that is in the nature of being, golly, what do we see when we see mind is its own infinite mind? I can't tell you. You have to think it out. But if you think it out and you start at 10 o'clock in the morning and leave out lunch and leave out dinner, you will see you haven't finished when you should go to bed. It's so big. It's so big. It's so all-encompassing that then we really have a feeling of the infinite one. That would be the practice on that level. And I could only touch it because we can't do it together. Actually, we shouldn't do it together. It's a prayer. It's a pondering. It's a standing in awe before these facts. Stand, so to say, overwhelmed before these facts, and they are terrific. There, teaching stops. There, the individual takes over. There, life begins. There, being is. The teaching is only a pointer. How one can do that, where the laws are, more a teacher cannot do. It's the individual then who sits down and prayerfully ponders what he sees. All right, that's that.